learn. Okay, let's not discuss politics.
This is learning.
This wasn't politics. This is learning.
This is politics. Trust me, this is politics. Okay, let's learn. Let's start. This is Pasuk. I don't think we did justice. Pasuk, page 554. Pasuk, hey, Ashrei. Tivchar usekarev yishkoin chatzedecha. Nisbe'o bituv veisecha. Kidoish heicholech. Fortunate, worthy of praise. Praiseworthy, right?
Praiseworthy.
Tivchar is the person who, Tivchar, who selects, who makes a decision to do what? His decision is usikarev. He should come near to Hashem, yishkoin chatzerecha, and shall dwell in your courtyard. And we continue this theme, Ashrei. We repeat the word Ashrei again, and I can really repeat all the words. Ashrei tivchar usikarev, nisbe'o bituv beisecha, a person who he fills himself up with satisfaction with the good of the bayis, your bayis. And number three, repeat the words all over again. Ashrei tivchar usekarev to the kidoy sheichalecha, the holiness of your sanctuary. There are three different elements in this pasuk. There is the chotzer, there is the bayis, and there is the heichal. Three different elements. Let's first see the mitzudas, then we'll do some drush. The mitzudah is here in this pasuk hey, which appears on page 554. Ashrei lichoam, Ashrei tivchar usekarev lihiyos, sheichein to dwell b'chatzerecha, v'hinei nisva'o behatuv v'hahashpa'o haba mibeisecha, and likewise he satiates himself with the blessing and the influence. The hashpa means the bestowal of good that comes from your house, Hashem, and your heichal, your holy sanctuary. Okay, so the Mitzvah is not really giving us any Jewish. He's just telling you a very raw, basic translation. Rashi, Pasuk Hey, Ashrei, mi asher tivcha usekarev asher yishkon b'chatzerecha. Okay, there's not much here. Ashrei is the person. Rashi is emphasized over here that we're dealing over with the person. Fortune is the person who is Ashrei mi, asher tivcha selects usekarev and comes near. Asher, he adds the word Asher Yishkon Bachatzerecha. The same idea like we said before. We're just embellishing the words of Pasuk to make it flow better. Praiseworthy is the person who makes a decision to come near to Hashem's courtyard, who makes a decision to come near to Hashem's bayis and to be satisfied from the ruchnias, and who makes a decision to come near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Seichel. Nisba b'tuv shebe ve'sechel u'mikidushas heicholecha sheshchinascha sheshom with the shchina rest over there. Let's see the Radak. The Radak says, Pasuk on page 555, Ashrei tivchar usekarev, Ashrei mi sheyagil lizman ha-Yeshua, hador she-tivchar bo, the generation which Hashem yules. Now this is a totally radical pshat, different than what it says in Rashi and Mitzvahs. Usekarev oisoy lecha lahaloisa mi-hagolus v'yizke she-yishkoin b'chatzerecha. So here we go. According to the Radak is saying that when it says the word tivchar, mi omar el mi, or mi omar al mi, according to Rashi, it's always the question he asks. He asks the question, who is the one who is saying this? Who is the one that is being this? To whom is it being said about? Who is the subject? Who is the pasuk describing? Who is the one that is actually saying these words? Until now, we learned Rashi and the Mitzvahs. We both agree that the one that is saying this appears to be David.
Yes.
David is saying, wow, I look around, I see people, and you know, you have the experience of life, and you see how people turn out. There are people when they're very young, they make decisions which affect their entire life. And here it's 70 years later, and now I look back and take out my class yearbook from 8th grade, and I look over all the people in the class yearbook, and I say, this one ended up in prison, chas v'shalom. And this one became a big Rosh HaYeshiva, and this one suffered the rabbinate. Ramayevsky, no, just joking. He became a rabbi, and this one became a plumber, and this one became a computer scientist, and this one won the Nobel Prize. And you look at them, and I mean, everyone will say what they want to say, and you look back, hindsight is 20/20, and you know, how did they turn out? The decisions they made when they were young had an enormous effect on them. Everyone, of course, has a certain talent which automatically pulled them to their purpose in life. Everyone is different. So David here is saying, make believe David is saying, if you have a reflection, he looked at his class yearbook And he says, I can say honestly, the people that made a decision when they were young that they're going to remain in connected to Hashem. As you said, Mark, it doesn't mean they sit and learn the whole day. It means they gave a donation to the UJA. No, they stay connected. Mark, do you give a donation to the UJA?
What?
Do you give a donation? I remember my sister was telling me last night that knowing where she works, they used to come around from the UJA. And they used to really hold you up where she works. So she was telling me a conversation she had with my father. My father really didn't hold the UJA too much. Even he didn't really, he wasn't such a big fan of the UJA. But he told that you have to, you know, give them something.
That's right.
you can't just doicha b'shtei yodayim. They come to you. You have to, you know, be nice. So in any event, the people who made a decision to be connected—that's the great word over here—to be connected. And everyone, let's already embellish the pasuk with some drush. There are different levels of connection. Some people connect to the courtyard, some connect to the bayis, and some connect to the heichal. If you would say you would want to talk today, you'd want to talk today. Let's say make believe today. What would you say is the courtyard? You know, you give a nice donation. You sponsor Jewish themed activities in the world. You know, people, awareness of Judaism, the Machzik Eretz Yisrael. And then there's a higher level. There's a higher level of Beisecha. You participate. You mamish. You come to davening three times a day. You're the gabbai in the shul. You take care of the, you mamish. It's not just, of course, you go and you support all Jewish causes, but you're in the bias. You're not just in the periphery. You're in the bias, not just in the courtyard. And then there's the heichal. I quit my job. How am I going to make parnasa? I have 12 children. Beats me. They will support me. They don't give you a penny. When was the last time one father can support 12 children? 12 children can't even come visit their father once in a while.
One guy goes around collecting money for 12 families.
Yeah, isn't it sad, right? We'll let the 12 people go around collecting for him. It's pretty sad. Okay, I know someone told me on an airplane, and he was talking to a person, an elderly person, and he said that he's getting married, he's remarried. Okay, he's like an elderly person, so he said, the guy was telling, why am I getting married? He says, basically, I need someone to take care of me. That's what he said. I can't function, I need someone to take care of me. And then he says, you know, I have a lot of children, but you know something? My children, they're at the age now where they need someone to take care of them. I can't expect my children to take care of me because they're already grandparents and they're bordering on becoming great-grandparents. They already need someone to take care of them. I can't expect them to take care of me. Isn't that amazing what he said? And therefore, I'm in a pickle over here. I'm in a lot of trouble over it. My children don't have time for me. Well, they not only don't have time, he was melamed tzchus. They're not even capable anymore. They're at an age where they can't even take care of me. So certainly I need someone to take care of me. So why do you think, who's going to take care of your wife? What kind of, they're not going to get involved. Yeah. Hey, but over here, there are different madregot. There are different madregot. There is the chotzer.
When Ashrei, three times a day, we see Ashrei Yosher Desechel. So...
Okay, in every context.
If you had any connection.
Okay, but Yosef, it's middle ground. Ashrei Yosef is saying, in this part over here, there are three levels. There is the Chotzer, the Bayis, you're saying a good idea, and there is the Heichel. So why does it say in Ashrei, Ashrei Yosef Veisecha, Mr. Cohen is asking, let us say, Ashrei Yosef Chatzerecha. Ashrei Yosef Heicholecha. Why did David say Ashrei Yosher Veisecha? It's the same David HaMelech who wrote this pasuk and that pasuk. So David over here is laying out the three madregot, the chotzer, the bayis, and the heichel. So Ashrei Yosher Heicholecha, Ashrei Yosher Chatzerecha. Why did he select the Veisecha? Middle ground. Okay, don't be an extremist. You have to always be a derech memutza. The Rambam says everything you do in life, derech memutza, balance. You have to go down the middle. Everyone tells you that they're in the middle. Everyone considers themselves to be in the middle because everyone looks to the left. They see people on the left. Everyone looks to the right. See someone on the right. People fool themselves in believing that they're in the middle. But all right, maybe everyone is. There is such a thing to that. But there are three different levels.
I used to say that about Norman Lamb because he thought he was in the center, and he forgot that he's standing on a rug, and the rug was pulled to the right.
You
used to now standing on the left.
Okay. This is what the reason for the Rambam.
You know what, there. When you do something very nice, you'll appreciate that. I love it in Tanutora said, Rabbi Landman was the rabbi there, but there was a rabbi emeritus before. I forgot his name. But he said,
Rabbi Nitz.
So somebody complained. Rabbi Nitz. Rabbi Nitz. So they said, why the children play outside in the yard? Yeah. They should sit near their parents and daven. So he said, no. It says, you know, Shtulim beveit Hashem.
Yeah. Very nice.
You want them to be in Beit Hashem, first let them pray.
Further the Chatzreis, very, very nice. What do you say?
No,
Shesulim beveis Hashem, bechatzreis Elokeinu yafrichu. There's those who are shesulim, they are embedded, they are deeply rooted in the Beis Hashem. They first start out playing games in the Chatzreis Elokeinu yafrichu. You can't skip steps. When a child comes to shul, he comes to shul to go to the courtyard, play. That's the way it's supposed to be. Bechatzreis Elokeinu yafrichu. And then as they grow, they move up to being shesulim beveis Hashem. Shesulim beveis Hashem, it starts with the chatzreis Elokeinu yafrichu. There are different, each word, the precision, everything is a tremendous chokhmah. Everything, the three madregoit, three different levels, the courtyard, the bayis, and the heichal. Now the Radak, though, disagrees with this. Okay, according to the Rashi, we see over here, we say that fortunate is a person who makes a decision in life to go to either the chotzer, to go to the bayis, or the heichal. When you're young, you make decisions which affect your entire life. Yivchar, who is the subject of Yivchar? Man. David HaMelech is reflecting, he's the speaker, and he's reflecting upon society, and he's saying about mankind. Ashrei, praiseworthy is the person who makes a good decision in life, period. Radak says, I disagree. Radak says, the one that is speaking here is Hashem. Or maybe, I don't know if you have to say Hashem, but Ashrei, well, not, let's take that back. Maybe it's not, but let's say it's David. Let's say it's David. David is speaking there. Fortunate is the generation that Hashem, Yivchar, is not going on man. It's going on Hashem. Is the generation which Hashem will decide now is the time to bring the Geula. Look at the Radak. The Radak is Ashrei. Ashrei me.
By the way, Achashverosh was faulted because at the Suda he made, the people who came early sat in the chotzer, and the later gayers, the people who came late, went to the house, and then the later ones went in the innermost area.
The people who came late, they got a ticket
they got
in.
The best seats.
They got the best seats. It's strange, right? It sounds like America. The more illegal activity you do, the more benefits you get. Yeah, it's strange. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Ashrei, Tivchar, look at the Radak. Ashrei mi sheyagia. Praiseworthy is the person who reaches, basically lives, Lizman HaYeshua, the generation of salvation. Now he explains the words literally. Hador Shetivchar Boy, the generation that Hashem will select to be the recipient of the Geula. Usekarei Vayson, Hashem will bring them near. Usekarei Vayson, Lecha LaHaloisa MiHagolus, to come forth from Golus. The Yiske SheYishkon, and they will merit to dwell in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's courtyard. So Lefi Radak, we are discussing a generation. And the subject of the worship of Tivchar is the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ashrei. Fortunate is the generation Tivchar that Hashem will select. Usekarev and come near. Hashem will bring down His divine presence, and this generation will merit to Yishkoin Chatzerecha Nisbeo Bituv Beisecha. And the Kiddush Heicholecha.
Read also that maybe it's the people. The people will choose.
No, it's not what he's saying. That's not what he's saying. I don't believe that. I hear what you're about. I don't know. Look at the words very clearly in the Radak. It's not. It's Hashem who is the subject of the word Shetivchar. Look at the words. The words in Pasuk, I turned the page over here in the wrong place. One second, I got it all mixed up over here. Ashrei mi is the man, Sheyagia, that will reach Lizman HaYeshua, the time of salvation. And then he says, Hadar, the generation, Shetivchar Bo, you, Bo, that Hashem will select, Usikarev Oisoi Elecha. They will choose in you. Usikari, wait, maybe you're right. Mark is getting me over here. Maybe you're right. Maybe, but okay, I'm not totally wrong, but a little bit wrong. Okay? Or maybe the other way around. I'm more wrong than right. Shetiv Charbo, the generation that will make a decision to. Shetiv Charbo, Usikari, Oisoi. No, I'm not so sure. I don't know. I think the gist more is. The generation that you, Hashem, will bring them near to you. Yeah. So who should Tivchar going on? I don't know, you could say, it's not so clear what he means over here. Should Tivchar, yeah.
Just like, okay, I'm reminded, as he says, it makes it sound like it's a so close toward that generation of the Gemula. Of course, we know in the discussion of that, Parakela, I think it was Shmuel, who said, yeah, it's going to happen, but I don't want to be around when it does.
Right, excellent. Because the Ikvus of the Mashiach is the Tsar Chevle Leida. The Tsar Chevle Leida is overwhelming. And let it come, but let me not see it. I don't want to be there. Exactly. Everything comes with a price. There's no free lunch. Everything comes with a price. You live in the generation of witness Mashiach, Chazal, have all these Vamor Chazal telling us the Pachat of the Melchemes Gumagoyk. No one knows what all this means. In hindsight, it'll be crystal clear, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he blinds us in this, as before, as it happens, to really understand. But nevertheless, the people that will merit to witness the Melech HaMashiach, you know, it's an amazing thing. Could you imagine the Gedolei Yisrael? They had incredible Yir HaShamayim. Even today, people for generations, they wanted so much to go to Yerushalayim. Today, and to go, you know what it meant to go to Yerushalayim? What it meant to travel to Yerushalayim? It took years of preparation. And the trip was pikuach nefesh. And when you arrive there, there's the danger of the Arabs and the dangers of starvation. And people, they were willing to do it because of the ahava of Yerushalayim ircha b'rachamim tashuv. Today, you can get on a plane. You could, if you want, now it's already Erev Shabbos, but if you want, you can be in Eretz Yisrael, get on a plane, Mitzvah Shabbos, you can be there Sunday morning, you can be there, Mitzvah Shabbos, you just go to the airport, you'll pay plenty of money to go get a ticket on the spot.
That's the latest assignment for a lot
of people. What?
The price, that's the assignment for a lot of people.
The money. Of course, money is not only an
assignment.
Do you have money? You don't have the money. It's a fortune of money.
If
you have the money, you can get on a plane right now and you can go to Eretz Yisrael. You can be there in an instant. They couldn't do this years ago. They're not even close. Even today, to make a phone call. You know, it was to make a phone call. You couldn't even make a phone call. It was too expensive. You send these telegrams or you send these letters. So we have it all. We have it today. You can go watch a live feed of what's going on in Meiron. It's like, you know, you can look at the Kaisel, you can feel like part of the Kaisel, you have a Simcha in Eretz Yisrael, you can witness it. What would our ancestors say about our situation? We don't know what they would say, but we are living in such a generation where we had things we never had before, and to a degree, the responsibility to reciprocate and be Makar Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Mekayim the Mitzvot is almost that much greater, the requirement of Hakaras HaTov. All right, let's go. So this is the Radak. We do it right now. Let's look.
And it's good to express out loud when you're in Eretz
Yisrael, say thank you, Hashem. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's look at the Malbim. The Malbim says, Pasuk Dalet, the Malbim, Pasuk Hey, on page 554, Ashrei, V'achash l'fi ha-teva koshlo l'odom l'skaber al Yitzray, v'tzach l'ze'ezer l'kim k'mo shom l'chazal. He's continuing in the theme. The Malbim is stitching together all of these psukim in one continuous theme. But a person who does averos, and it's now the Yom Hadin, and David is coming to ask David, is asking Hashem for salvation, that the midas hadin should not overwhelm the person. And he says, it's very hard to overcome the Yetzirah. I turn the page, on page 556, page 556, right underneath Rashi, immediately underneath Rashi, where it says, Yitzroi shall Adam, in the Malbum, the Beir Ho'inyin, Tfilois David Laham Album. Yitzroi shall Adam, Iskabelov, Bechol Yom, Vilamoli, Hagel Shbrachu, Ezroi, Ein Yachalo. If not for Hashem helping a person, there is no way a person can overcome the Yetzirah. Im Kain, Asher Misha Tifcha, Usakari, Vaisoi, Alt, Sheyuchal Lishkoin Chatzerecha, Velo Yomush, Mibes Hashem, Kol Yimechayov. He should always never leave the base medrash. We ask you, Hashem, nispa mituv beisecha. We ask you not to deny us. We should be satisfied from the blessing of your bayis. Shalotinda tuvcha meitanu visorik hageshem biito. You shall pour down this week's parasha. Look at the hashkacha pratis. Vinosati gishmechem biitam. Parashas Bichukosai. And Hashem should bring down the rain in the right time. Vagam nispa mikdoy shecholecha lehasnid ba'avoyda doscha ulehiskadish bikdushoscha ad kan nusach atfilo miyato yisaper ma'anei Hashem alzos. According to the Malam, everything over here is David's request. David over here is saying that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the bakasha. He's saying, don't take for granted the fact that you have a shul to go to, a beis medrash to learn in, and you have svarim to learn in. We live in a generation where it's really very, very special. Years ago, a person wanted to learn. You know, what was available to learn? You want to learn Daf Gemara. Who learned that? Who ever heard of these things? You learn, I'm from the previous generation. You want to learn Masechta Zvachim. You want to learn Masechta Horyos. You want to learn Masechta Nida. Who learned these things? You open up the Gemara, you read the Mishnah and the Rashi, the Gemara, you understand what's going on. You want to learn Yerushalmi. You want to open up Yerushalmi. You can't even pronounce the words. And today, look around you. What's available today on every single level? It's mind-boggling. And the technology, all these websites, all Daf and all Torah and all Nach, and you know, it's the opportunity is available for a person to mamish. You don't even know where to start. Nispa bituv beisecha, and that is not something you can just take for granted. You take for granted. And David is all a product of David's bakasha. Ashrei tivchar usakodiv yishkoin chatzerecha. It's a bakasha. Fortune is the person that has a yearning. The Malm is learning like Rashi and the Mitzudas. The word tivchar is purely the domain of the common man. And the common man who makes a decision to come close to your courtyard, such a person, may you, Hashem, bless him and give him opportunities to be nisbi'a, to be sated with the tuv beisecha, kidoy shechalecha. What's nice about the Malam that is different than the other commentators is pischuli pesach shel machat vani eftach lechem. The person here is only making a decision, a little bit. I want to just come to your courtyard. I want to go to the White House and stand outside in the yard and see. And then a person that has a yearning, someone, come with me. Let me take you inside to the Oval Office. Let me show you what goes on in the Oval Office. Let me show you all the corruption that goes on. Let me show you what we're inside. I'll take you inside. I'll give you a tour. I noticed you came here to the courtyard. You wanted to be part of it. Come, let me take you all the way into the inner chambers. The person over here, according to the Rambam, only made a decision to be Yishkoin Chatzerecha. And David says, such a person, Hashem, if you make a little decision, a little request, just a little bit, you should be blessed.
Your initiative?
You should be blessed with being sated with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. With the Tuv Beisecha and the Kidoy Sheikh Olecha. Okay, it's very interesting, very true. There are people, you know, people of the previous generation, post-Holocaust generation, and the people made a decision. No one can blame anyone. And many people, you know, there was nothing after the Holocaust. You read about what it was like. It's impossible to really to relate to that generation. Impossible today. And most people just couldn't deal with it, and they left. And other people, many other people, they didn't embrace. Oh, we're gonna be the rebbes. Oh, we're gonna start all over, and nothing has changed, and America is the same. 99% of the population was not like that. The most, Baruch told me this. The most they did was, they were quiet. We went into a tragedy that is beyond belief. There is no understanding of what happened. And to say to Hashem, thank you, Hashem, like today, thank you, Hashem, we love you. 99% of the population, this is what they say, Baruch told me this, and they read this also, that wasn't the attitude. The attitude was, we have big complaints. The attitude of the common man was, Ribbono shel Olam, we have some business to settle here. What did you do? But you know what? We're not going to say thank you. We're not going to say gamzu l'toiva. You got to be a madrega to do that. But you know what? Shtoik. Ulcha, like we learned yesterday, ulcha dumia sihila. Quiet. To understand this, we don't. To say thank you, we're surely not going to tell you thank you about the Holocaust. No way. But we have enough emuna to be quiet. We'll go to the courtyard. We will go to your court. We're not going to go to your bayis. We're not going to go to your heichel. We'll go to the courtyard. We'll be. And these people who made that decision, to be quiet, Vayidim Aaron, today they have the nachas, not everyone, but people have nachas, they have great-grandchildren learning Yirei Shamayim, Yirei Mushlim, successful, wealthy, famous, good people, beyond belief. They only needed to be quiet and go to the courtyard. And David says, you people who are, and it's, you know, if you want to come, if you take the Malbum and you overlay it, you synthesize it with the Radak, that we're dealing with a generation of Golus, and Golus doesn't mean, you know, we're spoiled, Baruch Hashem, Halavai Vaita, we're spoiled in America, Golus is not so bad in America, right? Golus, but that's not the way it was for 1,953 years. It was torture. And it was extremely easy just forget it. But yet, in Golus, they said, you know what, we'll go to the courtyard. We'll just go to the courtyard. Ashrei tivchar, to make a decision, usikarev, to come near, and yishkoin in the chatzei recha. No, just the peripheral parts of Judaism. David, you can do that. You're willing to have emuna peshuta in Hashem and be quiet and go to the courtyard. We're not interested in heavy duty stuff. You should be blessed and have the greatest nachas of nisba to be. Know what it means, nisba, to be satisfied. With the tov, the ultimate blessing of Beisecha and the Kedoy Sheikhalecha, the people that when the Holocaust were over, they didn't imagine they would have numerous great-grandchildren that mamish have the tov. They have mamish bracha, success, and they're holy. Kedoy Sheikhalecha. They the learners, the daveners, the Yirei Shamayim. It's unbelievable. It's the bracha of you get, just go to the courtyard. Just do a little bit. Don't throw in the towel. I had a friend once in Tar Vadas. He came from the biggest yichus, very incredibly choshev yichus. He was genius. But he couldn't deal. He really couldn't deal with a lot of things because he was overwhelmed, and he had a lot of tzars. He had a lot of problems with his parents and with this. He got into a lot of problems, very chashil. And he basically wanted to go off the derech. He mamish. He was very, very frustrated. He told this to me, and he said, like, I had enough already, and he was really on the edge of, like, really started doing things. Throwing in the towel, and he said to me, I decided I'm not going to daven anymore. I'm not going to daven, I'm not going to wear tefillin anymore. I'm not from this today. No more tefillin, no more davening. So he said, before you do this, he's going to go to his, go to a certain rav that he was close with a little bit, so he went to the rav, and the rav gave him, who does this today, give you the time of day, sat down with him, listened to his whole story, everything, and the rav told us, what he told me, the rav said to him, you know, if I were you, I would go. I would go off the derech. You've been through quite a bit, and you know you're right. I would go off the derech. You're right. What can I tell you? I can't have any time. You know. You're right. You know, things like this don't happen to the average person, and you've gone through Gehenim. And yeah, you're right. You have tainus on Hashem. All I can tell you is like this. Go to shul. Put on your tefillin. Don't and say the words. Don't even say the words. Just like lip service, like what we all do anyway, right? Don't think about the davening. Don't think about God. You go to shul, and like everyone else, you take out the tefillin, you just put it on. Don't think about God, and just sit in the shul and just think about what you can do today and this. Just go through the motions. And, you know, go through the motions for, give it some time. And I'm warning you, don't think about God. don't daven, don't do it. Just go through the motions. You go to shul and Shabbat, and just, you're in a different world. And that saved him. And today, I haven't seen him in a long time, but last time I saw him, he was doing very, very well. And that mamish, he carried him through. All he had to do was go to the courtyard. He didn't have to go to the bayis. He didn't have to have the kedoyish heicholecha, you know, the heavy, the shuckling, you know, with you don't need it. Just it fits very well with what it says over here in the beginning of the Mizmah, according to the Radak, l'cha dumia sihila. In Golos, there are no answers. There are no answers to persecution. There are no answers to anti-Semitism. It doesn't make any sense. People are writing books, and talking why this, why that. Come on. None of this makes any sense. There's no way to understand the tzoros of Klal Yisrael on the Klal and on the Prat of Golos. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to say to Hashem, thank you very much. Thank you, Hashem. Really? That really works for everyone? Just because it's a nice song, everyone is thinking, thank you, Hashem, it really works for everyone. I don't know, it works for some people, but it doesn't work for everyone. You know, if it's nothing to eat, maybe when everything is fun, if you go to a wedding and they're serving steak and everyone's having a great time, you have a 12-piece band and you have all this mishragasim, so then you say, thank you, Hashem. Rahman al-Islam, when it's not so good, everyone is saying, thank you, Hashem. Halavai. You know what you do? Nothing. L'cha dumia sihila. In Golos, no one's asking you to say thank you, Hashem. Just go through the motions. Dumia. Don't say thank you. But don't complain. Just go to shul, wrap it around your tefillin, and just think about the whatever you're going to do today. What's for breakfast? If you do that, David concludes his prayer. What do I ask the people that Ashrei tivcha u'sakodev yishkon chatzeirecha, the lowest level, Hashem, may you bless them. Bless them for their silence of just going to the courtyard. Nisbe'o b'tuv be'secha, kidoy sheicholecha. This is how the Malbim breaks the pasuk into two parts. All right, now we go to the next pasuk.
Just one quick thing. Vayid Omar, the Abarbanel, makes a very interesting point. He said Aaron complained bitterly initially. It only says after Moshe told him by Robayak or Dave.
Who says this?
Then, Barbanel. Then it says And wow. He says, Vayido Maro. He initially, he didn't keep quiet. But when Moshe said, Mikro Vayat Kodesh, he says, Vayido Maro.
The Abarbanel can get away with saying that.
Yeah.
Today, no one can say that. You'd be shot down in a second.
He doesn't say right away, Vayido Maro. Moshe told him to keep quiet.
It's a pelham to say such a thing. I hear. Most of the Farshim, you don't get that impression.
Right.
The impression you get is from the very start.
It's always seasoned Das Yachin on a lot of things.
Unbelievable. He's a real, tremendous right. Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush.
I thought I saw it before, but I didn't.
Could you imagine if the Barbara lived in this generation? What would he say?
They would throw him out of yeshiva. There's a lot of things that he said they would say, get out.
Wow. Now we begin Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav begins, Noro'ois b'tzedek ta'neinu. Elokei Yishenu, Niftach, Kol Katzvei Eretz, V'yom Rechaikim. I'm reading out the next Pasuk, page 5, 5, 6. Next Pasuk, Pasuk Vav. Okay, now this is a very hard Pasuk to translate literally, so we go immediately to the Mitzvah Stavit. To the Stavit says, Noreis, Noi Ro'ois B'tzedek. B'tzidkoscha Ta'aneinu. According to the Mitzvah Stavit, okay, we now have to differentiate between the Mepharshim. He's learning over here that this is a continuation. It is me Omar El Mi. Who is reciting this pasuk? According to them, it is David. David is continuing, because you see, according to the Malbim, it's not David. Now Hashem is taking over. But according to the Mitzudas, David is continuing to talk. And he's saying, Mitzid Kosra. So you have to read these two words, you have to read these words backwards. First, skip the word Noiroi. Start with the word Bitzedek. Bitzedek Tanenu. Hashem, you're a tzaddik. Tzaddiku Hashem. You're righteous. You're very gracious, you're very kind, all these different, whatever the different terms. And therefore, with your righteousness, with your act of tzedakah, tzedek, sometimes it means mishpah, sometimes it means chesed, with your kindness, with your tzidkus. B'tzidkoscha ta'aninu, answer us, bidvar ha'noiro'ois v'ha'niflo'ois asher ta'aseimanu, then go backwards, answer us with your righteousness, with your kindness, regarding the wondrous things that you will do for us. We know we've read the prophets, and in the prophets it tells us what's going to be Yimos HaMashiach, there are going to be miracles, there's going to be salvation, there's going to be accountability to our enemies, what they've done to us throughout Golus. All of the wondrous things that you have promised through Al Yidei V'Al Yidei Avodecha HaNevim Kosuv Lemar. Okay, only Menachem is laughing because he knows what I'm talking about over here. Al Yidei Avodecha, if Nochem I for you. So we know from your prophets, all of the glorious things that are going to occur to Klal Yisrael in the future. Hashem, you know, it's getting late. It's Erev Shabbos. The time has come when you should, with your tzedek, you shall answer us regarding the Noiroois that have yet to be revealed in this world. B'tzid kosra tanenu b'dvar regarding ha-noiro'ois v'ha-niflo'ois asher ta'aseh manu. Period. That is one statement. Elokei yeshenu. He didn't put the elokei yeshenu, so put it together. B'tzedek tanenu elokei yeshenu noiro'ois. Okay, so just put the word noiro'ois after the word tzedek b'tzedek ta'anenu elokei yeshenu. With regard to the Noirois, period. Next part of the pasuk, Miftach, Haloi ato ha-miftach shel kol ha-yoshev b'ktzos aretz. You, Hashem, you are the stronghold. You are the security. You are, you know, your stability. You represent the miftach, the guarantee, the promise. You are the FDIC. As long as you have less than $250,000, you're okay. You are the miftach. You are the stronghold. Shall call hayoyishem b'ktsois aretz ve'al hayamim harichaykim ki kulam yiftachu b'cha. It's an amazing concept. You know, think about that. The FDIC. Many people, 99% of the population in America doesn't have more than $250,000 in their bank account. I don't know. I mean, most people are very poor. And that's so. If the bank goes under, it's okay. What do I care? If all the banks collapse, I don't have that kind of money. The people who have millions of dollars, they're in trouble. But the common man, FDIC? If there was no FDIC, then people would have died. Because if a bank goes under, you're finished. You're finished. There's no one going to come bail you out. They'll bail out the rich people, not the common man. All your life savings are gone. Oh, there's an FDIC, which means that the United States has to go under.
All right.
So that is much more, there's no guarantees for nothing in this world. We all know that. But it's a different, there's a miftach. You have in the back of your mind plan B. There's a solution. It's very reassuring to have a miftach. In the world, it's a crazy world, people who are religious, who have emun in Hashem, and they look around what's going on, and al piderech hateva, this is not sustainable. No. Hashem got us this far, He'll get us further. Miftach. There's a miftach. And that's very simple, but yet very profound words. You have to be a maimon. If you're not a maimon, you'll go out of your mind. Miftach. You, Hashem, are the miftach. Kol katzvei eretz, to the end of the earth, and the yom rechokim, the furthest sea. Don't worry. There's a ribbono shel olam who's in charge. All the meshugayim over here can do whatever. Wow, they can do whatever they want. Hashem, at the end of the day, will make sure that we get to the next day. Very beautiful, simple, profound concept. Rashi, pasuk vav, noira ois.
By the way, what is that sentence from the Smichot? Noraot betzedik ta'aneinu, Hashem yeh ozer lanu.
Oh, another pasuk. Okay, similar pasuk. Right. So let's see. Let's see over here. Rashi. Noira ois betzedik ta'aneinu, betzedkoscha ta'aneinu la'sois noira ois ba'goyim. Same thing. He's basically doing the same thing, Rashi, in just less words. When you translate the words out of order, it makes it much easier. In your tzidkoscha, taneinu yu Hashem, who is the Elokei Yeshenu, may you answer us, to do la'asois, noiro'ois ba'goyim. Mamash, the same thing. The Mitzudas David, among the nations of the world. Ki atem ama'at, we're only 15 million people in a world of 8 billion. What are our chances of survival? Al derech hateva. Zero. Zero. What is this? What is it? 0.2%? What are we? What is Klal Yisrael? We're a teeny, teeny percent in this world. Teeny percent. Maybe that's the Musa Haskel in this world. You know, in the world today, obviously everyone knows that there are crazy lunacies going on in this world, certain ideas that are kineged kol Torah kula. And if you sit back and you say to yourself, what is going on? These people who believe in these crazy things, they're a fraction of the world. The whole world believes in this crazy mishigasim that are going on out there in the world. What is going on? It doesn't make a... There's a majority. There's certainly 97% of the population of the United States does not participate in these crazy things that dominate the headlines every single day, and every single decision is all based upon 3% of the population. I mean, since when did 3% of the population dominate the headlines every single day again and again? You know what the Musa Haskell is? We're less than 3% of the world population. And you know what? We dominate the world. We rule the world. We rule the world.
That's the now it's on tape.
Everything now good. We, good. Good. You have to stand up for your rights. I have a friend, he runs a very big business, a Goyish business. Not anymore. They basically whatever. And like he told me Black Lives Matter, like 2 years ago. He told me that now he has to write a letter to the whole company, basically, you know, expressing his empathy. And he's in charge. And I said to him, you know this is crazy. We all know this is, why, you're the boss. Why do you have to write this letter? Shtoik, don't go antagonize them. Who's putting pressure on you? I said to him, who cares? There are some people out there. Why do you have to compose a letter expressing your empathy, your sympathy for what's... You know that they'll burn down the whole... They'll burn down the whole company also. You're in charge. You're from Shomer Torah Mitzvos. So he says to me, You're right, but I have no choice. The sentiment in the company is so powerful, I don't have a choice. This is what is expected of me in my position. Isn't it amazing? He firmly does not believe in this. He doesn't hold from all this crazy mishagas. They should be all arrested and throw away the key. And yet, he's in charge. No, he's the top guy. This is what has to be done. Now, this is the expectation. This is the sentiment. I have to do it. Okay, well, that's how it is. If I was in this position, I would for sure. I'm the weakest guy possible. I would fall into every trap possible. But so I'm not here to complain about anything. I would be no better in anything. But it's a pella. And you know what the Musa Haskell is? Hashem is conditioning us in this generation for the Melech HaMashiach. Because the same way we see in this world, 3% of the earth, is that the correct statistics? 3%? What? Talk about everything, the whole agenda of all the letters of the alphabet with the plus afterwards. The whole letters and all this mishigas of gender mishigas. You name the whole agenda, the whole crazy agenda. 3%, you see, Rabbi Chol is our world-renowned expert in politics, in the understanding of politics. 3%! Gewalt! 3% dominate the whole world? The whole country? That's all we talk about. All talk about diversity and about gender issues.
They're useful idiots.
It's not to be 3%? Since when? The Ribbono Shel Olam is conditioning us, conditioning the world, that in a Hanami, 3% can dominate the whole world, because the time is coming very, very soon when Klal Yisrael, who is only 15 million people, and from the 15 million people, I don't know how many people are observant. Okay, technically speaking, there are 15 million Jews.
Halachic.
So how many people are observant or halachic or traditional? What do you want to say, 3 million people? Is that a fair number? I don't know, I'm making up numbers. How many people you can say they're real, you know, they think about Judaism? They think about Judaism in the world. Less than 3 million people? I don't know what the numbers are. I don't know, I'm not so sure. In Eretz Yisrael there are 7-8 million Jews. 7 million Jews, so they think about Hashem. You can't just totally write them all off, I think. So maybe even, let's say even half. 7 million going up against 8 billion people. You do the math. We're a teeny ki atem hama'at mikol ho'amim. And guess what? We control the world. Everything centers on Klal Yisrael. So it's not so far-fetched to see how Hashem is conditioning.
We control the world.
We do control the world. Everything everything focuses on Klal Yisrael. Everything that happens in the world is only for Klal Yisrael. It's an amazing thing. Like I told you before also, globalism. Everything today, I don't know if you follow the news, globalism, this organization, the world, it's world. All these acronyms. The WHO, the world, I don't even know all these things. All these, the world. Who are these people decided that they control the world? And every country has to give up their sovereignty. Lunacy. Every country is basically giving up their sovereignty to a bunch of asara shikurim and ashuk to make decisions that will mamish life and death decisions. Lunatics. Mamish lunatics. And right? It's unbelievable. All of this is Hashem is conditioning us. V'hoyo Hashem lemelech al kol ha'aretz. Bayoyim ahu yiyeh Hashem echod ushmoy echod. All of this is me Hashem yotza hadavar globalism. Globalists. Because once in a person's mind there is such a concept of one balabos of the ganze Welt, it's not so hard to shift that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the balabos of the entire world. when everyone is living in their own little country, a little selfishness, then you know, that's what it says. Sofa achas, the whole world will come under one flag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is with, only when Mashiach will come will in hindsight everything make perfect sense. But until then, we're in the dark. Total darkness. So we don't hear the Mitzudos, we're in Rashi, let's see the Radak. And then we have to stop, it's getting late over here. Radak, Pasuk Vav, Noiro Ois. Bitzedek, Taneinu. Bitzedkoscha, Taneinu, Binorois, Uvinifloys, Shetaseimanu, same thing. Kiato, we didn't finish Rashi. Did we finish Rashi? We did not. I'm sorry, let's go back to Rashi. We didn't finish Rashi. The next part of the Pasuk is Miftach. Ato you, Umonois, Lachol Yoshve, Katz, Vois, Eretz. You are a monois, an escape. See, look at the word, he touches the word of Miftach as an escape. That's a pretty serious word. It's when everyone realizes they've been fooled and they're living a life of a fantasy, make-believe, there's somewhere to escape. You escape to the world of reality. And what is reality? The Ribonoi Shel Olam. The world today believes in technology. They believe in Koichi V'Oitzem Yodi. Okay, the world really believes. I don't know if you realize what's going on now, because there's new technology called AI. You're going to be hearing about this like a fire hydrant that is beyond. Okay, artificial intelligence. It is now emerging. They've been in development for years, and I've seen some of the stuff that this technology does. It is unreal. It is unreal what's going on with AI. You cannot even begin to imagine what is possible with you ain't seen nothing yet. And it's now, you can't believe anything, let's say it was
photoshopping was bad with the pictures.
This is unbelievable. But it's not even really just photography and image. It's talking about a mashal. You need a letter. I'll give you a mashal. Let's say you're a rabbi. Mamashla, you're a rabbi. And you invite a scholar in residence. Scholar in residence comes to shul, so it's the Derech Eretz. Scholar in residence comes, he gives drashas, and when he leaves, you send him, you send him a check for his fee, and you write a letter. So today, you write a letter, it takes time to write a letter. If you want to write something nice, something by Kovadig, something with Derech Eretz, you have to sit, think what's the right thing to say, this, that. Today with AI, and it's AI, you can even talk or you can just type in, write me a letter to this person, just say this person who came to be a scholar in residence in our synagogue, and write a letter, a thank you. The computer, in a second, will spit out. Well, right away you say the name of the person, right away knows everything about the person, knows everything about him, and who came to our synagogue, Young Israel of Midwood, right away knows everything, and will spit out in a second a letter that is eloquent, that is on the mark, that is perfect, 10 times better than you can do.
Proofread.
Now you don't even need to proofread it. You don't even. I saw demonstrations of this. What's available to you right now? Right now, you go to ChatGPT. That's the free. That's version one. You pay a couple of bucks, you can get version four. Version four is far, far more. And the free version is mind-boggling, by the way. And if you go to version four, you can even begin to imagine what it can do. This is spooky beyond belief.
But he's not a kayak.
Spooky beyond belief. What was it? Yeah, so we believe in this.
So if you think that we live in all of Hashaker now,
that's right. So the question is, no one knows. All of the commentators say, no one knows where this is going to go. No one is. We're in the dark like never before of how this is going to change the world. And who knows? Maybe it can be good. Maybe it cannot be good.
Will it write the same thing to two people? The same. In other words, if I said the exact same thing you said just now, will it write the exact same letter?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
In other words, I can write my whole thesis that way.
Yeah, they can. It got into Warden. business school, ChatGTP. It took all the exams, aced the exams in a second. I mean, the things I'm reading about, I'm on a chat. I'm on a chat, a firm Jewish chat, a WhatsApp chat. And people, you know, the people in this field, and like they send videos and they send like different collection of articles and like, whoa, this is scary.
There's no such thing as scary. A paper in college anymore. You type in your theme and you'll have a 500 word paper in two minutes. And
so what does that mean? It means everyone's going to be an ignorant, like, you know, this is a very dangerous, no one, the amelos.
You have to do research.
This week's parsha.
Spell checked it to us already.
This week's parsha, in Bichogosai Teilechu V'yis Mishvotai Tishru Hevi Amelim B'Torah. Where's the amelos? Where's the amelos? This is something you're going to be hearing about. You're going to be hearing nonstop about this very, very soon.
Well, you already have it, because I spoke to my neighbor.
We have nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet.
College, he said there's a difference between knowledge and information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything now is information on your smartphone.
Artificial intelligence is not information. Anything. What's knowledge?
You have to know the capital of New York State. Look it up. You don't have to know anything.
So that's, okay, this is all the big topic. But over here we have a pasuk. The pasuk here says, Miftach. The pasuk says, "Miftach kol katz ve'eretz v'yom rechaykim." Rashi says you're an escape. Rashi over here, we're looking to the end of days, and what we're saying over here is at the end of the days, all of this stuff that we believe in, it's all make believe. And at the end of the day, the only place we're going to escape, to hold on to really survive and live, is Hashem. Hashem over here calls it a monos. A monos means to escape. The world of technology, the world that we live in, is a prison. We're in a prison. We're being controlled. We believe in it. We believe in koichi v'yotzim yadi. We believe in technology beyond belief that will get us through every single problem that we have. And it's going to come a point in time that's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is v'hoya Hashem l'melech kol aretz. And it's just a matter of time. The word is a powerful word, to be a monos, to be an escape. Rashi, miftach ata you, umonos, you are an escape when we realize that this is not going to solve our problems. The world of spirituality is the world that's the ikar. L'chol yoshvei katzvais eretz. Every living person will ultimately have to come onto HaKadosh Baruch Hu, miktzei aretz, Ve'ad kitzoisa, from one end to the other end, very midst end, the edges. There's no place you could escape from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is where you're going to have to escape to. The world is a big prison. Koich v'yotzim yadi, technology, money. At the end of the day, none of this is going to save us.
Sen said on this week's parsha, just sent it to me. He says, we have this week's passion. You're going to do all this work. You're going to plant. You're going to plow. You're going to do everything. The bottom line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the rain. Without the rain, without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got
nothing.
Nothing. Today they have planes that release chemicals into the sky that bring the rain. I'm not joking. Okay, so it's scary stuff. Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll learn some chumash for a few minutes. Okay, let's break for a few minutes.
All right. Yeah.